Local governments and school districts say the Republican-drafted plan will pile a new round of financial pressures on communities that rely on factories for tax revenue. Utica Mayor Jacqueline Noonan.
It'll push some communities into insolvency, bankruptcy. For others, they'll cut police, fire, essential services.
Or Noonan says some local governments might have to raise other taxes. There is a trade-off, says Mike Johnston of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. He says manufacturing created half the new jobs in the state last year.
So we're at the beginning of a recovery. Now is the time to ensure that there's a sustained recovery by eliminating this barrier to competition.
Johnston says Michigan and Indiana are the only states in the Midwest that still tax industrial property. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta at the state capitol.